Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study, Searching the Scriptures to Find the Answer to the Question, When Were Angels Created and Fall? And at the 5 o'clock service this afternoon, Pastor Otero will continue the Bible study series in the book of Isaiah, teaching this afternoon from Isaiah chapter 52. The men's Bible study will meet this coming Tuesday, December 12th at 7 p.m. here in the church conference room. And if you have any questions concerning that Bible study, please see Pastor Tomlinson. The Wednesday evening prayer service at 7:30 p.m. will feature reading, continue the readings from the book of Proverbs, reading Proverbs 25 and 27 this Wednesday. Also, we are preparing a new church directory, so if you have any updates from the current information or you are new to the directory, please see Pastor Tomlinson, so that can be included in the new directory. Please refer to the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday, and also to the church bulletin for this afternoon's activity. And a few reminder notes. On Sunday, December 23rd, Bethel Choir will present the Christmas cantata at the morning worship service. And all friends, neighbors, and relatives, of course, are invited. That service will be directly followed by our Christmas fellowship luncheon. And that means that the following Sunday, December 30th, there will be no fellowship luncheon. And on New Year's Eve, Monday, July 31st, there will be a service and dinner, and further details will be forthcoming. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Revelation. Chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. Unto him that loved us, and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Brother Olivas is out of town, and our good brother Anthony Laurel will be leading us now in singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let's begin our worship with hymn number 93, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Thank you very much, Joe. It's a blessing and an honor to be here with you this morning and to sing praises to our God. Once again, let's just open with this hymn, hymn number 93, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Open your hymnals to hymn number 84, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus. We'll sing the first and the second stanzas. Stand with me and sing this last hymn together. Hymn number 230, Saved, Saved.
Lived in me and Thank you so much. Please remain standing for prayer as we look to the Lord this morning. O God, from whom every gift come, we gather this morning to worship you. You are an awesome God, greater than our comprehension or our imagination. You are beyond any word we could ever use to describe you. And yet, through Jesus, we know the intimacy, we know your love, and we thank you, Father. We come to you in thanksgiving and praise to know that you are God and to place our lives anew into your perspective. Heavenly Father, enlarge our vision this hour with your word. Instill in us again your hope in place of our despair, your peace where there is worry, your joy amidst our depression, your love overwhelming our apathy. May your Holy Spirit surround and indwell this congregation this morning, because this congregation, Father, loves you. Lord, we come before you today in need of your healing hand, because in you all things are possible. Look upon those who need your power to be healed and hold our heart within yours and renew our mind, body, and soul. Guide our missionaries and give them the wisdom to identify the opportunities for the expansion of the gospel in their respective fields and countries. Lord, I thank you for Bethel respond to our need, and it is blessing to see your people here and over the internet and radio and CD ministry. Father, they give with love and sacrifice. So we pray this morning that once again you bless the offering and bless the giver in Jesus' precious name. Amen. You may be seated, please.
Choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the Gospel according to Matthew. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1049. We will be reading Matthew chapter 11, verses 1 through 3. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word, Matthew chapter 11, verses 1 through 3. And it came to pass, when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Blessed is the word of God. Let's pray together. Our gracious Father, we thank you that you have given us your very word, the Bible, and that word that brings light out of darkness. And we thank you that we have confirmation in that word which was spoken by the prophets for centuries, that the one who was to come was fulfilled by Jesus of Nazareth, in which we thank you, Father, for the many infallible proofs that we have. We recall the words that he spoke, that if his questioners didn't believe that he was who he said he was, they would die in their sins. And so, Father, we believe that you sent the Lord Jesus Christ, who alone could save us from our sins. By your grace, we know he is he who said he is, our great God and Savior. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him as he brings the truth from the scriptures, the message. Make no mistake about Jesus. Bless those listening, we hear, and those hearing on the radio and internet and CD, that we may know him who is the truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Would you please be seated?